What about God? Talking or writing about God is pointless, fruitless frittering. Whoever or whatever God is lies beyond the realms of thought, analysis, and even description. God can only be felt, experienced, and realized. Whenever we try to describe, define, or confine God, God eludes us. The human mind seeks the comfort of possession by labeling and confining everything within boxes and definitions. Understanding gives the mind a sense of safety and control and supports the mind's sense of its own hegemony. This applies to the individual mind and to the institutions created and sustained by our collective minds. Too often, a described and defined God has become a weapon of control, a tool of the limiting, fear-bound mind seeking to preserve and extend its own sphere of pettiness. The mind's need for self-righteousness, whether through chest-beating or self-flagellating, feeds off division and difference as its oxygen, spawning arrogance, delusion, and even hatred. The God of love goes into hiding. To attempt to know or understand God using the human mind is as useless an exercise as setting out to measure the sky with a 30-centimeter ruler. It is simply the wrong and hopelessly inadequate instrument. Only the infinite can comprehend the infinite. If we hope to know or to communicate with God, we have first to develop our own infinite instruments with which to do so, our heart and our soul. Cast aside all speculation about God. Forget everything you have heard or been taught about God. Where can we find our father, mother, or dear friend when we cannot see them physically? Inside our hearts. If God is indeed your father, mother, or friend, then you have every right and opportunity to seek and approach God inside your own heart. Seek, and ye shall find. Meditate.